The Torah Kedosha demands that we, being Hashem's chosen people, demonstrate respect. This respect goes beyond the behavior that we show towards other people, since it extends to their property as well. This is shown by how we treat items that are not ours, and the sense of responsibility which we display when we use someone else's items even with permission. But how divine are these rules, these mitzvahs, which govern our behavior towards property which isn't ours? From the very first letter of Parshas Mishpatim, we see that their origin is as godly as any pronouncement in the Aseret HaDibros. Rashi comments that this parasha begins with the letter Vav, and these are the laws, Ve'ela HaMishpatim, which connects the Aseret HaDibros of the previous parasha to ours. Just like the Aseret HaDibros were given by Hashem at Har Sinai, so too were the social ordinances, the social halachas ben adam lachavero in this week's parasha. But how are these laws different from the halachas of any society, or the ordinances of any society which protect their neighbor's rights and property? The answer can be found through a careful study of the preamble to the American Constitution. It reads, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, etc. The founding fathers of the United States of America were interested only in promoting law and order. They were not concerned with refining or creating moral, upstanding individuals. Lahavdil, Hashem's mishpatim were designed to form a more perfect individual. Not just a more perfect union, a more perfect individual, by directing him to exercise extraordinary discretion in his dealings with others. It is not simply a method of shackling an untamed beast." David HaMelech says in Tehillim, and we see it in davening every day, "Lo asachen l'chol goy, u'mishpotim bal yedo'um." He did not, Hashem did not do this for any other nation. And our mishpatim, they do not know. The goyim do not know our mishpatim. Why not? The reason why the goyim do not know our mishpatim is because ours is not like theirs. Ours is not simply a practical solution to prevent anarchy, but rather a divine system of developing good and moral character. In halacha, for example, there is no such thing as a victimless crime. Any act which is morally wrong has at least one victim, the perpetrator himself. Alternatively, in civil law, each citizen is legally bound not to disseminate false information about another person, since he would be guilty of slander. The halachas of Lashon Hara, any purposeless negative information is an avera, regardless of whether it is true or not. The Torah's goal is to mold positive people and to prevent them from spreading gossip. From this in Alper Zatzal, Talmud Muvach of Rav Moshe explains that the Sanhedrin which judged all wrongs was placed next to the Mizbeach. This teaches us, Rabbi Alper explains, that justice is as much Avodas Hashem as was the Avodas HaKarbonos. So let's make sure that we be makpid much with halachos ben adam l'chavero, as much as we are makbid ben adam l'makom. Rabbi Dr. Yosef Breuer Zatzal was known to say that being a religious Jew does not simply entail eating glatt kosher, but it also means being a yid who is glatt yosher, simply, strictly, straight.